Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Gas stoves that would be impacted are high-end gas stoves for the most expensive gas stoves. And the reason why they were found to be inadequate is because in many cases they have very heavy grates and the burners can be an oval shape, which causes an excess amount of natural gas to be emitted relative to the pot that's on there. So it's a wasteful use of natural gas.
That's so funny. We don't want to ban all gas stoves, just some gas stoves, right? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on a Thursday. Happy Thursday. Daniel Turner, my man, where you been? Where have you been?
I have been studying whether or not square glasses waste more liquid than round glasses, because I think we should ban the square ones. Look, I'm not opposed to glasses. I'm just saying that we waste an awful lot of liquid when we have square vessels. And that's my concern. That's only my concern, Rich. I just care about the people.
And so you really are truly a man of the people. Daniel Turner, of course, is founder and executive director of Power of the Future. Follow him on Twitter at Daniel Turner PTF. So, It's just odd to me because banning gas stoves was a vast right-wing conspiracy. Then we found out it wasn't. Now it's not all gas stoves, just some gas stoves. They're not going to come for your gas stove, but they may not let you buy new gas stoves. Can these people make up their minds?
It's very frustrating because they're all about banning things, right? And from the very beginning of this administration, and actually, the left in general, look at Gavin Newsom has banned all combustion engine vessels, weed whackers, leaf blowers, etc. They love to ban things, right? The left never really talks about expanding freedom. They never talk about even improving. They just talk about eliminating things that they don't like. And for some reason, now gas stoves are the bane of their existence. And I shouldn't say for some reason. I know exactly why they're banning them. They're trying to get rid of any market for fossil fuels. If you can ban the car, if you can ban hot water heaters, gas stoves, leaf blowers, etc., well, then you can make the case no one needs fossil fuels because there are no requirements for them. But they just love to ban things. But, think about it, Rich. How long in our lives have they been banning light bulbs? And I always joke about the low-flow shower heads. There were Seinfeld jokes about it, right? They ban toilets that have more than 2 gallons of water. They love to ban things on the left. That's just what they do.
And they love China, and the Secretary of Energy was also praising China today, even though they're the world's biggest polluter. And Biden right now, and you pointed this out now, Biden is actually forcing our taxpayers to shell out $369 billion on his green fantasy on one hand. He's shutting off American lands from mining the critical minerals required for those very devices on the other. And what's happening now is he's stopping American mining, which is akin to cutting a check to the Chinese Communist Party.
Absolutely. It's one of the most frustrating parts of watching this administration is that on the one hand, they are saying we're going to have this green agenda and we're going to have this transition to all renewables. And Biden even says, and the supply chain itself will be in America, we'll make them in America, American jobs, and everyone on the left at the State of the Union applauds and says, yes, this is the future. And then on the other hand, Biden says, but we're not going to open up any mines, right? I liken it to this simple example. A five-year-old kid, and a lot of people listening right now have been this five-year-old kid. A five-year-old kid who's opening his very first lemonade stand totally understands, intrinsically understands, he's got to get his hands on some damn lemons, right? Like, he knows he needs the materials for a lemonade stand. So if Biden is saying we're going to have all wind and solar, but we're not going to have any of the raw materials that make wind and solar, then this is not ignorance, right? This is not just not understanding the issues. This is a genuinely nefarious agenda, and that's exactly what Biden is doing.
And you point out that Biden's green energy agenda is going to lead to China dominance.
Yes. Right, they control 70% of the manufacturing of green energy. Things are made in China right now. And by that, I mean wind, solar, batteries, electric vehicles, right? And obviously all of our smart devices, 70% of them are manufactured in China. But more frightening is that 90 to 95% of those rare earth elements, those raw materials, the gold, the cobalt, the niobium, and all the weird elements whose, you know, you kind of remember from chemistry class, all of those things are markets controlled by China. And so it doesn't matter if we unshackle ourselves from OPEC, if we're going to shackle ourselves to communist China, because they will be in charge of whether or not we have those materials. Now, the frustrating part, and you can hear it in my voice, the frustrating part is that we have all those elements here in America, right? We can manufacture cobalt. We can produce cobalt in America. This cobalt mine is in Utah. They wanted to mine lithium. Biden just said no. Where do we mine lithium now? With four-year-old children in the Congo. So we're okay with Congolese slave children mining lithium, but if a miner in Utah, so let's scratch this even a little more and say, well, why would that be? Well, if you have a four-year-old kid in the Congo, he doesn't get health care, he doesn't have days off, he doesn't have to do sexual harassment training courses, but the 30-year-old guy in Utah does. So what would happen to the price of lithium if it was manufactured ethically? And then what would happen to the price of your wind power and your solar power? So you say, is Biden artificially keeping prices low through slave labor to advance his agenda? You guys can do the math. You have a very smart audience, Rich. I'm sure they can figure it out.
I think the smartest audience, Daniel Turner. What about these freaking wind turbines that I see coming up on the Jersey Shore? You know, you tweeted out about this the other day because Biden came out and said he wants to harness the power of the ocean for energy. Same day he said that eight dolphins beached themselves on the South Jersey Shore and were euthanized.
Yeah. I've said this many times. I grew up on those waters. My parents have a house in Rockaway. They've always had a house in Rockaway. A lot of your listener knows exactly where Rockaway is. It is not the Hamptons, right? Rockaway is blue collar. But I know these waters pretty well. And in my nearly 50 years of life, having gone to those beaches, we have never seen a beached whale or dolphin. And this year they've had, I think it's 28 is the grand total now, and dozens of dolphins. Now, I'm not saying that the exploratory drilling that they are doing and sonar work they're doing is causing it. I'm just saying there is a strange correlation that is worthy of investigation. Because if you started doing something in your backyard and suddenly the birds starting falling out of the sky, your wife may say, huh, I wonder if what you're doing in the backyard is causing the birds to fall out of the sky, right? She's not accusing you. She's saying it's worthy of investigation. And that's all I am saying is we should investigate this. But boy, if you mention that to an environmental lunatic, they go. Actually, Media Matters just blasted me as some dangerous misinformant. Media Matters is a Soros-funded leftist group.
Congratulations. Come after me, I always take that as a sign of respect.
Huge sign of respect, right? And exactly because of this issue, because I've been talking about it, saying, how do we know the sonar activity is not causing the dead whales? Because, again, 50 years going to those beaches, my parents never heard of a whale washing up in Rockaway, and they've had several now. And it's just curious is a polite way to say it.
Yes, yes. It's very curious, Daniel Turner. And of course, we could figure this out by just putting a moratorium on all this. but they have no interest in doing that whatsoever. None.
No. No, they've got to go all systems ahead. And it doesn't matter the consequences, because I do believe they think this is their one shot. right? Biden knows the clock is ticking. He's going to run again, probably, and who knows what will happen in this election. But they realized they had these couple of years to get things done. They had a shorter window when they controlled the House. They don't control that anymore. So the money has dried up, although they have several hundreds of billions of dollars stashed away from the Inflation Reduction Act and the Reinvest in America Act, whatever it was called. So they have pockets of money they can still tap into. But they have a very narrow window to accomplish this. They're going to go forward no matter what any of the consequences are. Hey, $8 a dozen eggs hasn't stopped them from going forward. War in Ukraine hasn't stopped them from going forward. And here I am worried about a couple of slave children in the Congo. How naive am I?
What's wrong with you, honestly? Why do you care about kids so much, damn it?
Exactly.
Speaking of kids, now that Greta Thunberg has her honorary theology degree and is a official yes. high priestess of climate change, can she come and do a funeral for all these whales and dolphins on the beach?
That would be lovely. You know, it is very telling she got a degree in theology because it is a religion, right? They tell you to believe in science. They don't ask you to look at data. They tell you to believe in science. And when you don't believe in the science, they call you a denier, all right? You deny these things, and they burn you like an apostate, right? So it is a climate religion. It makes perfect sense that Greta got a theology degree because she is one of the firmest adherents of the religion.
Yeah, well said, my friend, well said. Let me ask you this, too. Environmental justice. I saw Cory Booker was yelling about this today in Capitol Hill. Environmental justice. I have no idea what the hell that means. But it was something about how, I guess, there are people in this country who don't have access to clean water and clean air and clean soil. It's like, where do they conjure up this stuff?
Yeah. Environmental justice is best understood as this. As soon as you introduce race into any conversation, it shuts the other side up. So if you say, well, I don't think wind and solar are very efficient and they seem to be really expensive and they don't always work. Well, that's a very good argument. But if you say wind and solar are necessary for environmental justice, well, now you have to be quiet because you've introduced the ugly element of race. And that's why they introduce race into absolutely every conversation. It's how we and heck, there's that TikTok hearing today happening on Capitol Hill. And rather than debate whether or not it is Chinese a communist state party propaganda, the people who are trying to support it say it's racism, right? You're just doing this right. because they're Chinese. So that's what environmental justice is. It is giving the patina of race to an issue that would die on its own merits.
So if you've got a problem with China spying on Americans, or if you had a problem with
racist,
xenophobic, and right, of course, obviously. Daniel Turner's with me. Power the Future. PowerTheFuture.com is where you find him. Follow him on Twitter, too. You post a lot of great stuff on Twitter. I tend to retweet you quite a bit, and you're kind enough to retweet me as well. In this area of the country, we are, I mean, really, this wind turbine thing, and I want to make sure I use the proper language, right? Because these are not windmills, you know? Like, when we were kids and we looked at a windmill, we're like, oh, it's so cute and lovely. I mean, these things are massive. These things are real, not just, I mean, eyesore is an understatement, but the sound, the way it travels over water, you're going to be sitting on the beach, and not only do you see these friggin' ugly things, you're going to hear them, too. So in addition
Absolutely.
To hearing people with bad music on the beach and having, you know, seagulls come and steal your french fries, you're going to listen to that.
And that is why the communities that have successfully stopped them from being built on their offshore are the wealthy communities, right? The Kennedys led the charge in Hyannisport to stop offshore wind turbines because they didn't want to deal with it. And of course, being Kennedys, they won. Very wealthy parts of the Hamptons on Long Island, again, not the Rockaways where we live, we'll get stuck with the wind turbines because no one cares about blue-collar firemen and police in the Rockaways. But the Hamptons are lobbying to not have wind turbines off their waters. And so you'll notice, you want to talk about environmental justice, you'll notice what neighborhoods get stuck with the wind turbines, what neighborhoods, whose waterfront views. And that's one of the beautiful things about the Jersey Shore. There are people who have been there for 5 and 6 and 7 generations, and you may say, these are multi-million-dollar homes. But for them, it's just grandma's bungalow that they've had in the family. They're the ones that will lose their views because they're powerless. They're not important. They're not fancy. They will be the ones who will sacrifice their beautiful water views so that the rich people get to keep theirs.
Before I let you go, were you surprised that Biden allowed the Alaska drilling project to go forward?
Very much so. I knew he's going to try to pivot in these next couple of months before the election, right? He's got to start looking like a moderate again. Heck, John Tester is suddenly coming out as a conservative. The guy every 6 years runs as a conservative. He lives completely as a liberal, but when election time comes, it reminds you he's a conservative. So I was very surprised, absolutely. But you know what? I'll take it. A win is a win, and Lord knows we need the oil, so I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get. I mean, it's sad to say. Daniel Turner, always a pleasure, my friend. Come back and see us again soon. Power the future and follow Daniel on Twitter at Daniel Turner PTF. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.